Earlier this year, Arizona's first kava bar opened on Roosevelt Row in Phoenix. Kava is a plant native to the Pacific Islands and is known best for its relaxation properties. It remains legal, but the Drug Enforcement Administration has attempted to make it a Schedule I substance in the past. To learn more, I spoke with Jesse Pettit, an assistant professor at the University of Arizona. I started by asking her about how kava is seen differently around the world, beginning with Germany.
The German E-Commission has approved kava for conditions of anxiety, stress, and restlessness. And studies have really shown that compared to placebo, kava is very effective in decreasing anxiety symptoms. So while kava has been used for other conditions, the evidence is strongest for its use in easing those anxiety symptoms.
And Jesse, considering that the DEA has in the past attempted to make kava a Schedule I substance, what are some of the risks that are cited?
One of the most publicized risks of kava is the possibility of effects on the liver. Kava is cleared by the liver, and there's been some case reports of out-and-out liver failure with kava. However, when there has been more investigation, it's really thought that most of those case reports were due to the person who was harmed being using both kava and something else, something that would harm your liver, like alcohol. The other thought is that the parts of the plant, there's specific parts that are used, and often in the manufacturing process, if you have a lower level company, there can be some problems with the manufacturing process and you can get some contaminants. So it's really important to use a quality kava product from a reputable company. There's something called the U.S. Pharmacopeia. The U.S. Pharmacopeia sets standards that by law medications must meet. But kava is not a prescription medication, it's a supplement. And so for any kind of dietary supplement, companies don't have to, by law, meet the USP standards. You know that you're getting a quality product if on the bottle of capsules or if on your tincture that it has the USP symbol. You'll see the letters USP. And that means that that company has gone through the trouble to meet the standards of the U.S. Pharmacopeia for keeping the public safe. You should probably skip kava if you take any other medications that are cleared by the liver, or if you're pregnant or breastfeeding. There are thoughts that kava can affect the tone of the uterus and that it can get passed through breast milk. So that's why it's not recommended in pregnant or breastfeeding women. The other thing with kava is with any kind of herb, there's a couple of milligrams or doses that you can look at. There's the milligrams or dose of the whole plant, and then there's the milligram or dose of the active ingredient. So with kava, what we're looking for is to keep the dose of the kava lactones, which is the component that gives that anti-anxiety effect, to keep the kava lactones under 300 milligrams per day.
Is there any way to directly compare whether kava's effects will be different from alcohol? When you mentioned folks who are dealing with depression, are there comparisons in terms of how they can make a person feel, whether it comes to alcohol, other some sorts of substance, or is kava relatively unique depending on who's taking it?
That's a great question, and I'm not quite sure how to answer it. I think with any substance, if it's alcohol or an herbal substance, there's really no way to predict the effect on the individual. Kava has been used for centuries, and it's clear that in the general population, it generally causes feelings of relaxation. Some individuals may feel that relaxation more on a bodily level, so their muscles might be relaxed. This is also a reason why you shouldn't mix kava with muscle relaxants. But for some individuals, kava does not do much to help calm or tame some of the thoughts that might run through our heads and contribute to the feelings of anxiety that we have.
That is Jesse Pettit. She is an assistant professor at the University of Arizona.